I'm looking at your cover. Now, am I looking at an optical illusion? Am I looking at some interesting graphic picture? Or does this individual indeed not have a bottom half?
This is a real photo. This is Johnny Eck and his twin brother. And Johnny was the living half-boy. So he had no legs, nothing below the waist. And he had a full-size twin brother. And Johnny Eck was one of the performers in the movie Freaks. And that's a wonderful movie from 1932. And you can see all these real performers in the movie. And you see Johnny Eck running around on his hands. And on the bottom of the cover, it's hard to notice, but there's a pair of gloves on the ground. And that's what he wore in his hands that were basically acted as his shoes.
Well, I've got to ask you a bizarre question, but I mean, he looks like he is totally gone from the waist down. Is that true?
I mean, it's cut off right, beneath the belly, but I'm pretty sure that he had his genitalia.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's what you're wondering.
Well, I was wondering if the guy ate and everything else. I mean, how did he do what he had to do? So he did function that way.
Yeah, I don't think nature was quite that cool. But the two of them together, it's so amazing that they were twins. And if I could just tell a quick story about
them.
Sure,
absolutely.
They did what's been considered by a lot of people to be one of the most amazing illusions ever seen on stage, where the illusionist would call up a volunteer from the audience, and the full-size brother would volunteer. He would walk up to the stage, and he would get into a box, and the magician would proceed to saw the box in half, the old trick, and pull the halves apart, put them back together, open up the box, and the man would step out of the box and start to return to his seat, and the audience would applaud. But on his way back to his seat, he would split in half, and the top half would run to the right, and the bottom half would run off stage to the left. And, of course, people screamed and fainted, and what had happened was they replaced the brother with Johnny, who then sat on top of a dwarf who had pants pulled up over his head. So it was one of these tricks that was so shocking and so amazing that they couldn't even perform it again because people were too disturbed.
I haven't been to a circus, Mark, in years. Do they still do things like that?
The circus doesn't really have a sideshow anymore. But what's interesting is like Ringling, for example, has kind of brought the sideshow within the main show. So, for instance, a few years ago, they were exhibiting Khan, who was billed as the tallest man in the world, but he was the main attraction. And they also had Mishu, the world's smallest man.
I remember him.
He was the main attraction. So it's like, okay, well, you don't have a sideshow, but you're still bringing in little people and giants. People still want to see that. But there are still shows traveling today. In fact, there's one show called the Brothers Grimm Sideshow, which travels around here and there around the country. And the showman who runs that, he has a lot of working acts working for him, which are sword swallowers and fire eaters and human blockheads. But he also has some other performers who are human oddities. He has a half-boy who's kind of like Johnny Eck, no legs. He has the wolf boys perform with him occasionally, who are a couple guys from Mexico. Their whole family has a condition called hypertrichosis, which causes hair to grow all over their face and all over their bodies. So they perform a little bit. And my favorite is a guy called the Cyclops Boy, who has one eye. He's missing an eye that he lost to sinus cancer when he was in his early 20s. So there's a hole the size of a golf ball in his face. And what's amazing is this guy, could have been depressed and upset about this forever, being such a young guy, having that happen.
Sure.
But he got over his depression and developed a sense of humor about it and discovered he could do some pretty amazing things with that.